You're going to find that you're going to have some peaks and valleys to this energy flow. So it will come to, we won't say an end, but you will have a bit of a respite so that you feel that you can kind of regroup, re-energize, and remember these periods that you're going through where you are feeling turbulent, where you're feeling emotional, that you are controlling it. All right. You actually are choosing an emotion. You're choosing a vibrational signature, and you can choose a new one. Most of your emotions are running automatically off of old programming and how you think you are supposed to respond to a particular situation. One of the things that you can also do for yourselves is to, again, look to the point of service. Look to how something is serving you, how the situation, how the conflict, if you will, is serving you. And when you do that, you are looking at it no longer from the vantage point of victim perpetrator, but that of co-creator. And that is what is going to bring you release. That's going to help you so that you are not vibrating in that lower resonance. So it's not going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel easier. And you can choose to stay there for 3 days, or you can choose to stay there for 3 minutes. It's entirely up to you. And this is an important piece to remember as you go when you are in upset. When you are in trauma and drama, this is my vibrational selection. Do I enjoy it? Do I want to continue echoing that frequency, or is it time to select a new frequency? And you may have to hit that reset button a couple dozen times throughout the day to get yourself back to the higher frequency. And you know what? That's all right. The fact that you are conscious of where you are vibrating in any given moment, we would say, is a success. Because in order to create and manifest in an instantaneous way, you have got to be conscious of where you're vibrating. Now, you're not necessarily over the moon, perhaps, about where you're vibrating, and you'd like to shift it, but you are aware. And so for us, as you are going, we would consider that to be a success, as opposed to berating yourselves for not being in the quote-unquote highest frequency possible. You're in duality still, you're in density still. So you are still having these extremes. You haven't integrated everything. And you aren't going to have integrated everything by the time you move into 5D. There's still more work to be done even there. So, again, we want to caution you about thinking that you're moving into a utopia, because you're not. All right. There's still more fun to be had, shall we say. But we promise the fun will get a little bit lighter. And the fact that you understand that you're controlling your responses and controlling where you are on that wave, that's entirely up to you, that's going to make it much easier. All right, because many of you are still running that program that you don't have any control over it, that this is just happening to you. Oh, look, this happened, and now I'm back in this lower space because this thing happened to me. That's victim perpetrator. So it's about taking responsibility and stepping into that awareness of co-creation, and that will move you out of that uncomfortable position. Everyone take a breath.